What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Here are two back-to-back teasers of two Patreon-only episodes of The Katie Halper Show. The first teaser is of an interview I did with Matt Taibbi at a live show I co-hosted with The Struggle Session. You can find both of these episodes on Patreon, which is at patreon.com/TheKatieHalperShow. Again, that's patreon.com/TheKatieHalperShow.
I want to ask you about something that people may not know, but I'm sure was a formative experience for you, which is that you may not know this about Matt, but you were a basketball player in Mongolia.
I was.
Did you know that? You guys were like, yeah, that's why we follow him.
Really?
Then we found out about the journalism part, yeah. So tell us how that happened.
I was known as the Mongolian Rodman.
Really?
I led the league in rebounding. I was living in Moscow in 1996, and I was playing street basketball at Moscow State University, and I met a Mongolian guy. And we were playing, and after the game, he's like, yeah, you know, we have this league back home, the MBA. The Mongolian Basketball Association. It's the only league in the world that has exactly the same rules as the NBA. Same distance, three-point line, everything. So I went into my job the next day at this paper, the Moscow Times, and I'm like, I quit. I got on a train, the Trans-Siberian Railroad, and went to Ulaanbaatar. I had a tryout with this team called the called Altyn Borgir. It was the Mountain Eagles.
Wow!
And yeah, so I played for a full season in the Mongolian Basketball Association. And the really funny thing is the owner was trying to drum up press attention, and I was the only non-Mongolian in the league. So he's like, do you think you could ham it up a little bit? So at the time I had hair, so I was like dyeing it. Like I had red Dennis Rodman hair and like a blonde beard. I was picking fights every game. Like I pull guys' shorts down and everything. So
any piercings?
Yes, I did have piercings at the time. Yeah,
just
my ears though. Yeah. So yeah, it was a really super ridiculous fun experience. Unfortunately, I almost died at the end of it. I got pneumonia. Until that, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Not from playing too hard. Was it like from playing too hard?
Well, the gym had a hole in the arena had a hole in the in one of the windows, and
sure.
Mongolia is really cold in the winter. Like it makes Russia seem warm.
Right.
That didn't help. I don't think.
Got it.
But it was
fun.
That's
tough for the league. It's tough for the league to have those broken windows. Terrible.
Their ham star. Yeah.
Open
yeah.
sky yeah. arena actually.
Yeah. This teaser is from an interview I did with Alice Speri of The Intercept.
The reason why I got interested in all of this is that there's a long history to kind of presenting. Of course, there's a long history to presenting mostly Black and Latino men in the city in that way. But there's also a long history of kind of presenting these gang prosecutions as this like massively successful law enforcement operations. And I first wrote a story about this in 2014 when I worked at a different publication. And at that point, there was a different largest gang takedown in New York City history.
Right, right.
That was a state case that Cy Vance's office brought in Harlem against 103 people from two Harlem projects. And at that point, I was at a publication that's not quite like The Intercept, where you kind of take press releases from the DA and the police and just run with what they're saying, which is unfortunately what a lot of the media do for lack of better judgment or resources. I don't know. But, you know, you only get one side of the story when something like that happens. I mean, all of these 100-something people are in jail. They don't have press offices. All you get is the police statement, the prosecutor statement, their press conference. And in some of these cases, you get local press embedded in the actual raids. So in the Bronx 120 case, there were local reporters with the police as this happened. And we have like dozens of photos of some of these, of the guys that were swept up in the raid, you know, that are of course presented on the local papers with, you know, as gang members with like some really sensationalized headline, and you get all of their photos. And then 2 days later, the press moves on and nobody follows up and looks into what actually happened to them and were they ever convicted and what were they actually alleged to have done. So that kind of, I think the media played a huge role in kind of presenting these cases, and that always bothered me. And the fact that I did it once with that one story really bothered me.
Right.
So I kind of kept looking at it as it kept happening, because it has kept happening, and we've had dozens of gang raids in the last few years.
So you were able to like redeem yourself.
I mean, I don't know that I redeemed myself, but certainly the second time around, I was a lot more skeptical.
When you meet someone and you're introduced and it's not, and I assume this happens when you're embedded, like you get chummy with people. Like you don't want, it's hard to maintain an objective or adversarial attitude towards people. And you can see this in the media all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, I think, the most fundamental problem the media has these days. That and, you know, the fact that we're dying and have no jobs. And so you take the jobs that are there, even though they are problematic.
Right? It's a very, I don't know what the solution is. If like media people shouldn't be friends with each other, but that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly incestuous space, for sure. Yeah, I don't really know what the solution is either. I mean, like, you know, The Intercept is quite different in that sense, because like our very premise is to like be skeptical of all of this and be adversarial to all of this, but
including to each other, which is funny and cool.
Yes, very much so. But you know, even in this Baltimore case I've been following, there are a number of independent journalists in Baltimore who are the ones that are actually able to uncover a lot of stuff, and then the more like mainstream media there is just sort of limited in what they're able to do. So
I mean, there's a question of access.
Like, of course, access. And honestly, I think access is overrated. I mean, it's just, what is the point of access if you're compromising in order to get it?
Right. You can find both of these episodes on Patreon, which is at patreon.com/TheKatieHalperShow. Again, that's patreon.com/TheKatieHalperShow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.